We've got something cool for you today. Friday, August 20th, 2021. Today is a heavy day for the barbell snatch, the full snatch, the squat snatch, whatever term makes you happy. But we're going below parallel with it. Today's workout, first of all, if you haven't watched, please watch How to Approach Heavy Days, the other video that I have attached to today. It discusses warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all kinds of good stuff. It's Lynchman Conversations number 113, video, podcast, but enjoy it. Okay, so listen to that. Here we go. The workout of the day today came to my attention from talking with a very good friend of mine recently who spent a lot of years as a collegiate strength and conditioning coach and said this was one of their favorite workouts. He also came up under the tutelage of world-famous Olympic lifting coach Mike Bergner, and this is a workout that Mike Bergner would give him regularly to improve the barbell snatch. And it's called, well, he called it anyway, the Joe Mills 20 for 20 workout. And if you look up Joe Mills, very well-known and accomplished individual in the world of Olympic lifting. And you warm up, and then after you've warmed up, you basically start the clock. And for the squat snatch, the clock's going to run for 20 minutes. And on each minute, you're going to perform one lift at either a certain percentage or a certain percentage plus a little bit of weight. And then at the end, you're just going to go for heavy singles. You have some creativity at the end. But on minute one, if you look at the text, minute one is just one full snatch at 70% of your one rep max. Same for minute two, minute three, minute four, minute five. So for those first 5 minutes, each minute you're just doing one squat snatch at 70%. Then minute six, seven, eight, nine, and 10, you add 5 kilograms to the loading that you're using, not 5 kilograms each time. So let's be clear. Minute six rolls around, right? And during you hit your one snatch on minute five, while the barbell's laying on the ground, you have the plates ready. You put 5 kilograms total on. You then keep that loading, which is 70% of your one rep max, plus 5 kilograms on the bar. And that weight remains on the bar. You don't change it for minute six, minute seven, minute eight, minute nine, and minute 10. Then you add another additional 2.5 kilograms for minute 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. So for those minutes, you're going to have 70% of your one rep max plus 7.5 kilograms on the barbell, okay? So you're not increasing that loading every minute by 5 kilograms or by 7.5 kilograms. It stays there. It's constant. It's steady. And then for the final 5 minutes, minutes 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, shooter's choice. Each one of those minutes, you're hitting a heavy single, whatever heavy feels like for you that day. So you get in a lot of volume of the snatch at a respectable loading, and you get some heavy singles in at the end. Should be a wonderful protocol. I think people will enjoy it. You just have to scratch it down on a piece of paper to make sure that you get it right and have your plates laid out so that you can just, you know, change that weight and it'll be easy for you. Last time we did a one rep max snatch was on February 3rd, 2021. If you want to go back and check that out so you have an idea what your heavy single is. We've got a video showing the squat snatch. Super Fitness Robot would be at the very end there, hitting 90% or more of your one rep max for one of those heavy singles. More likely, probably hitting 80% or higher of your one rep for one of those heavy singles. Scaled option, still the old Joe Mills 20 for 20, but we're going to do it with a hang squat snatch or a power snatch instead of the full snatch. So we're making it a little bit more of a technically less challenging movement, and the jumps are smaller as well. If you look at what minute 6 through 10, the jump's smaller. Minute 11 through 15, the jump is smaller as well. But here's the deal. If it makes sense for you, don't make any jumps at all. Maybe you want to stay at 70% every minute on the minute for 20 minutes. That's perfectly fine. Whatever makes sense for you is the appropriate call. If those jumps make sense, great. Same with the prescribed workout of the day. If throwing on 5 kilograms is a nice appropriate jump for you, great. if you should have thrown on 2.5, throw on 2.5. It's all good. But that nice, steady progression will help you develop some improved capacity with the squat snatch and get a nice bit of volume. We've got a video showing the power snatch and the hang power snatch for the scaled option. Limited equipment crew. No barbell, but they've got dumbbells. 5 intervals, each for time. 15 left arm dumbbell power snatches, then 15 right arm dumbbell power snatches. That's using a 50-pounder for the men or 35 for the women. And then 10 dumbbell squats. That's done with a pair of dumbbells, pair of 50s or pair of 35s. That's considered one interval. You're going to do 5 intervals, but you're going to rest 2 minutes between each one of those intervals. So 15 on the left, 15 on the right, 10 dumbbell squats. Rest 2 minutes, do that a second time. Rest 2 minutes, do it a third time, et cetera, until you've done 5 intervals. And we have a video showing the dumbbell power snatch and the dumbbell squat. No equipment workout today, not for time. 100 meters of broad jumps, in as few jumps as possible, and then 100 glute bridges. That'll get the backside working. Accessory work, optional as always. So this first part, there's 4 different things that you get to choose from. You're just going to pick one of them. If you haven't got enough snatching done for the day, you love barbell snatch, here we go. You could do Lynchpin barbell complex number 8, which is for load, 1 power snatch into 1 hang power snatch into 1 full snatch. That's considered one time through the complex. You can perform 3 to 5 complexes, resting a couple minutes between each. It is intended to be unbroken. If that doesn't treat your body well, then break it up, and you choose the loading. So that's an option. Or SOTS press, 4 sets of 5 to 8 reps. We've got a video there. Or snatch balance, 5 sets of 3, video showing that. Or final option, a little bit less complex than some of these other ones, just the overhead carry. Locking out a barbell, pair of dumbbells, pair of kettlebells overhead with a loading that is challenging, but you can safely do, marching 100 feet with it, rest a couple minutes, do it a second time, rest a couple minutes, do it a third time. Then, finally, so you've picked one of those. Then we've got some engine work. You're going to pick one of these and just pour your heart and soul into it. Either a 500-meter row, a 400-meter run, or 90 seconds of just effort on the bike. Cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the frog stretch, foam roller for the back and lats, and then trap stretch with the lacrosse ball. Each one of those accompanied by a video. Hope you enjoyed that Joe Mills protocol. Please let me know on the Facebook page what you thought, if you found it valuable, because I think it looks fantastic. I gave it a run through, loved it, and I think we will be seeing it again in the future. So enjoy the rest of your Friday. I'll see you back here tomorrow for Saturday's workout.